Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon, and the issues out of Loudoun County continue to be insane. Nothing short of crazy that a girl in the boys' locker room videotaping naked boys is okay with the Loudoun County Public Schools. But the boys who complained about that are somehow, some way, bad people who need to be punished. And they are suspended for 10 days. It's craziness. And if that is not an issue for every mother and father in my beloved Commonwealth, then I don't know what is. I just don't know what is. New polling out indicates Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears closing the gap with Abigail Spamberger. John Reed and Ghazala Hashmi within the margin of error, so you call that one a tie right now. Jason Meares, Jane Jones, same situation. The momentum seems to be shifting a little bit, especially as the Democrats continue to duck and hide any opportunity for a debate. Says to me that they're trying to avoid a Terry McAuliffe moment. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. It's always great to welcome him to the program. John, thanks for being here, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. And you know, you just hit it. That's exactly what they are trying to avoid. They don't want to actually answer questions in front of the public, because Terry McAuliffe, who was kind of an arrogant guy, I mean, I thought he was entertaining when he came on the radio show, but he's pretty arrogant. He said what he really thought, which is, you shut up, parents, and you don't get to run your kids' lives. The experts will do that. And you know what? Even the parents who are a little left of center, the ones who wouldn't normally vote for me and wouldn't normally vote for Winsome or Jason, they said, excuse me? And guess what? They voted for Youngkin. They voted for Winsome, and they voted for Jason. And I think that what we're seeing in Fairfax and in Loudoun right now indicates that those hardcore leftist Democrats just refuse to take direction, guess what, from the citizens, the voters. That's who they're supposed to take direction from. So I'll tell you, I don't care whether they debate me or not. I'm going to continue to raise this issue.
Let's talk about some of the craziness in Loudoun County. Now, I saw Winsome Sears there today speaking on behalf of those boys. I know this has been an issue because you and I have talked about this nonsense for years. Just how much are we going to get out and make this the big issue? Because I got to tell you something. I think this could be one of those McAuliffe-like moments.
Yeah, it's huge. And 2 months ago, Jeff, it didn't get a lot of attention because the story had just kind of happened. But I went and stood in front of that school board office, and I went to the school board meeting, and I did not a press conference, but an event with two of the moms of those boys. And it was horrible. I mean, these poor parents and the kids. And I mean, you know, you feel bad if your kid gets suspended for 2 days for behaving badly. This is a 10-day suspension. It's been all over the news. I don't know the whole family story of everybody involved, but the people in that community and that school certainly do. So this is ruining lives right now. And over what? Because a bunch of leftists on the school board insist that there really isn't a difference between boys and girls, and that a delusional boy can declare themselves to be a girl, and we're going to go along with that, and vice versa? No. Normal people, even open-minded, good-hearted people who don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, are willing to say, come on, this crosses the line. We're not going to put up with this. And I was so glad to see Winsome there today. I think it was the right thing to do, and it shows leadership on her part. And that's what Virginians want, is strong leaders. In the governor's mansion, I know they want a strong but very fair attorney general, and I'm hoping that they're going to pick me for lieutenant governor, because I think the WRVA audience will say, John's going to shoot straight with us. He's not scared. He's going to say what needs to be said, even when it's uncomfortable. And I think that's the kind of political leadership people want right now.
What are you hearing as you travel around the state? Is this Loudoun issue resonating in Southwest Virginia, or are they not even aware of what's been going on up here?
Oh, it's getting the national attention. Yeah. And, you know, in Southwest Virginia, I think they look at some of the decisions made in Northern Virginia and think, why is everybody so impressed with these guys? Yeah, they got money. They got, you know, they got a lot of votes. That certainly gives them some cachet at the bargaining table. But how can you take this seriously when you have people with PhDs, multiple degrees, who are so intellectual and so smart, supposedly, who are confused about the difference between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, and then don't seem to care about how that impacts real people? I mean, it's not even a hypothetical anymore. It's hurting real people, and they just refuse to address that. In Southwest, I think at least the people I've talked to are like, yeah, we don't have that problem because we're not delusional. We don't indulge the craziness. And I actually think the people in Southwest that I've engaged with, I mean, look at my situation. They've been really nice to me. I know everybody doesn't agree with me. You know, the gay issue comes up, and some of them are questioning that. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that people have said is, if you are man enough to come and have a conversation with me, if I feel like you're being straight up honest with me, that's what I'm looking for. And I just think there's a kind of an old-fashioned common sense mindset in Southwest that we beat out of people when we send them to, you know, the Ivy League schools, and we indoctrinate them instead of teaching them how to use common sense and think critically. We should look at that. That's a problem.
There's no doubt about that. John Reed joining us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. How about a few of the other issues, John? Because as we are, we're a month away from early voting. We still have folks on our side who say, I don't like early voting. I personally don't like early voting. But, boy, these are the rules of the game. And if we're going to win this thing, we've got to play by the rules that are in place. Are you getting that message? Is Winsome getting that message? Is Jason getting that message out to the reliably Republican voters that you got to go in early, get it counted ASAP?
Yeah, I mean, this is our opportunity to get another four-year window to lead with reasonable agenda items in a responsible way, to be fair to everyone. I hate to say it, the modern Democrats, none of that factors into what they're doing. They want complete control, and it's so obvious. I mean, remember, when it comes to the voting situation, last year, remember the Democrats said, we're not cheating, there's no cheating. But then when Glenn Youngkin found all of the illegals who declared themselves to be illegals, it's not like we sent ICE out to figure it out. They said, yeah, we're here illegally. And Glenn Youngkin said, well, then you need to be off the voter rolls. Guess who sued him? The Democrats. I mean, come on. Don't tell me you don't want to cheat, but then I'm going to fight you like crazy and take it to the Supreme Court of the United States to keep people on the voter rolls who shouldn't vote. So I get it. I mean, I'm as paranoid and as suspicious as anybody out there, to be honest with you. But these are the rules now, and I will tell you what I've done. Well, you know this, Jeff. You've seen me do it the 8 years I've known you.
Yeah.
I get the mail, the ballot in the mail. I have applied for that. It comes to my house. So I go to the mailbox, and within a day or two of the start of voting, there it is. I fill it out at home, and then I personally take it to the Henrico County Courthouse where I live, and I put it in the box myself so that I'm not putting it through the mail. And it takes me, 10 minutes to drive over to the courthouse, and then seriously 2 minutes to walk in and put it in the box. And I feel confident that that is the safest way for me to deliver my ballot, unless I want to risk election day. And let's be honest, you and I have been at the radio station where all heck breaks loose on election day, and then you and I are on the radio at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, right, with the results. If we had counted on voting that day, I wouldn't want to admit it, but we would have been out of luck. So that's don't let that happen to you. You got to vote early, I think. I hate that that's the system, but that's where we are.
What about the car tax? This was something I know Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears had talked about a little bit. It doesn't seem to be on the big screen right now. Is that coming back as we get closer and closer to Election Day? Are we going to do something about
it? People are really animated by it. I think that, you know, what I think's happened is the cost of living has gone up so much with, you know, certainly people who are paying rent have noticed it really harshly. Yes. And then we've all noticed that the prices in the grocery store is going up. I mean, unfortunately, I'm going through McDonald's all the time and Arby's and, you know, the fast food joint. It is more expensive than ever to just try to eat cheaply. It's impossible. So I think that makes the car tax even more insulting for people who have taken that five-year note. They paid off the car. They own the car outright. They've got the title that's been mailed to them from DMV, right? But now I've still got to pay the state to, rent my car from the state? That's offensive, and people are tired of it. Winsome has, you know, made a point that she wants to get rid of this. We've got a surplus right now. I think this is the time to take action because, as George Allen used to always tell me, once you get a tax on the books, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. I mean, we're still paying taxes on the federal level for, like, the War of 1812. I mean, it's absurd.
Yep.
So I think we really have to make that an issue, and it's deeply unpopular in Northern Virginia and in Southwest Virginia, something that everybody can agree on. This is bad. Let's get rid of it.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, of course, a longtime host here at WRVA, Richmond's Morning News. I say in the interest of full disclosure, a very dear friend, someone that I very proudly said I'll be voting for and donating and all the rest of that stuff. No hesitation on my part. John, I have to ask you about this National Review article because the right? Was it you?
Yeah.
Was it Winsome? Was it Bill Bowling? Who is it that leaked this audio?
Well, it's not a nice story.
No.
And you know me, Jeff. Behind the scenes, I'll raise hell about something, but I've got a poker face, and I'm loyal to people, and I don't air my dirty laundry in public. So I was really disappointed that someone taped this call, and it was not me. I promise you that. On my word of honor, I did not record the call. I even called my campaign guy and said, "Hey, man, this is one of those times you've got to shoot straight with me. Did you record the call?" And he's like, "No, I didn't." So I don't know who recorded the call. And you know what? At this point, it doesn't matter, except that it's an unnecessary distraction. That was months ago. And honestly, I saw Winsome on Saturday. She was super friendly, super nice. We did a video together. We laughed. That wasn't fake. Look, Winsome and I don't agree on everything. It's okay. It's okay. And I'm not marrying Winsome. She's not marrying me. I'm not marrying Jason. He's not marrying me. I think the public actually wants to know that you're not becoming a part of a cult when you run with a political party. I agree with the Republicans on almost everything, most things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you vote for me for lieutenant governor, you're going to get somebody who will shoot straight with you. And you still might disagree with me, but at least you're going to know where I'm coming from.
Right.
And I think there's value in that. So I hope people won't get distracted by something that's kind of, I don't know, TMZ, scandalous, sexy. It really is irrelevant at this point. We're focused on trying to save Virginia. That means we put aside the few places we might have little issues, and we focus on doing the work to meet the people and lay out a proposal that I think most Virginians are going to find reasonable and responsible and fair.
I would agree with you. I saw the video that you and Winston Sears did the other day, and definitely a friendly...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The situation, I think it's been really fairly smooth, at least from the public side of this, for the last couple of months. It seems to me that everybody is unified talking about the right issues. That's why I when I looked at this this article, and you're right, it's not a nice article. It's just nasty against everybody that's on my side. So I'm not thrilled about right. that to begin with. But it just seemed to be trying to kick something up because maybe subscriptions are down at National Review or something. That being said, John, we've heard a lot about fundraising, right? The National Democrats are just putting millions of dollars in. The vast majority of Abigail Spamberger's money has come from out of state. Same thing with the folks running for LG and AG on their side. Where are you and how do people help you?
Well, I am behind on that one data point. Ghazala, I think she's at almost $3 million. And I've raised almost $500,000, but I've got about $200,000 in the bank. And that's not much money to run a statewide campaign. I mean, even the members of the House of Delegates are making, have more money than that. However, what happened yesterday with these polls showing that John Reed, with almost no money, but just hard work from 4 o'clock in the morning every day until midnight. I mean, I'm talking to you from Virginia Beach right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to the Fraternal Order Police in about an hour, and I'm probably not going to get home till midnight, and then I'm going to be back up tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hard work and being honest with people has got to win, not just all these stupid TV and forgive me radio commercials that are often spin. Hard work and shooting straight with people. I'm betting my career on it, am I not? I'm hoping that that's going to count.
Tell us where we go to help out those who want to reach into their pocket and help out the John Reed for Lieutenant Governor campaign.
I could sure use it. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, all spelled out, johnreedforvirginia.com. And, you know, if I got, 1,000 people who were listening to you today to just give me, let's say, $50 for the next 3 months to get me through the election, that gives me a real base to start building on. And with these poll numbers, I'm really hoping I can go to D.C. at the end of the week, which is my plan, and say, hey, guys, look at what I've done. With no money and very little help against some really difficult situations, I can win this for Virginia, and I can win it for the Republican Party and common sense and for the people of Virginia. And I'm hoping I can convince them to cough up some bucks so that I can stay competitive. But I'm a work hard either way. You know that.
Absolutely. Well, John Reed for Virginia.com. John Reed for Virginia.com. You certainly have my support. You always have since day one. And I always appreciate you being here. Go get him, my friend. That is John Reed. This race is neck and neck. Don't you let anybody tell you any differently. All three of these races are neck and neck. Head down, focused, and just know what everybody is really, really trying to accomplish. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.